Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mike O'Berry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth, the DH, Wayne Cage. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Paxton covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hara moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hara scores. Norris moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris scores. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cage. The throw from O'Berry and he is out, Remy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brohmer. Verizer moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Cage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Burleson scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Norris reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norris tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brohmer moves to third. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brohmer. The slide. Alexander applies the tag. Brohmer is out. Two outs. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cage for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Dan Spillner now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spilner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hara is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Berry bunts in front of the plate. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ted Cox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Speed moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Remy covering, for the out. Speed moves to third. One out. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speed scores. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Jim Norris now playing left field. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Victor Cruz now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brohmer is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cage hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Dick Drago now pitching. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hera hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.